Some people like to preserve a piece of the past. What this family did here was preserve an entire town from the past. It's quite a place to experience and learn as you see the actual artifacts from the late 1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Gold was discovered in May of 1863 in what is today the area of Nevada City and Virginia City, Montana. But as Karma Cenarius shares, like many mining towns, their life was relatively short-lived.
It stayed on very active, all these people working here, for about 10 years. Nevada City, though, really the gold strike was very short-lived. It wasn't until probably 1867, 68. By the early 1900s, many of the buildings and many of the people had left Nevada City. There were only five or six people left.
While these towns were destined to be ghost towns, that wasn't their fate, thanks to a family who came here a few decades later.
In the 1940s, Charlie and Sue Bovey came into town. They recreated Nevada City by moving in their collection of buildings from throughout the state of Montana and Yellowstone Park, and they recreated the town with 100 buildings.
Charlie and Sue Bovey did something similar for the other mining town next door.
In Virginia City, they purchased the lower part of town with the historic buildings that are original to their site from 1863 up until 1870, being the active years that they were building there. Today, many of those buildings still stand. And the difference is when Charlie and Sue came in, they restocked many of the buildings up there just so people could see what life was like in an active mining camp.
What is here is something hard to replicate anywhere else.
Today, it's still an incredible collection, one of the largest collections west of the Mississippi of Western history, and truly one of the largest attractions in the state of Montana.
There are some real treasures here, and I'll take you inside next time as we travel the countryside. In Nevada City, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.